This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Delta Ray's back home in the Triangle to play the Farm Aid show in Raleigh. Delta Ray's been touring in support of their debut album, Carry the Fire. They performed at some of the nation's biggest music festivals over the past 2 years. Band even opened up for President Obama at the Democratic National Convention and the First Lady during a recent event in Chapel Hill. Delta Ray is a band and a family with brothers Eric Ian Holgis and their sister Brittany, all singing. The rest of the band is rounded out by vocalist Liz Hopkins, percussionist Mike McKee, and bassist Grant Emerson. Delta Ray, welcome back to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you
for having us.
I think the last time you were here, we were just sending you off on what amounted to like a two-year tour, right?
No big deal, 2 years.
You're touring like 300 days a year?
Constantly. Yeah.
Always on the road. And are you having fun? Do you like that? That sounds like a lot. I know you've been busy, but man, is that too much?
It might be.
It's a little much, but we're also, you know, it makes coming back home, you make the most of your time when you're here. And, you know, you can't ever be ungrateful for that kind of work. You know, it's good to be working. So.
And you finally found time to make your first. It shocked me because I read debut. We were cranking this out. We're saying our debut album. Wait, they only have one album?
Yeah.
So
right.
you finally found time to make an album. That's
yes,
good.
We did. Yeah. And that was 2.5 years ago. And now finally we're going into the studio and finishing our second album.
So. We've been in the studio for the past year on and off in between tours, you know, locally and all around the country, just jumping into studios and trying to lay some stuff down. And we're going to finish it. This is our last,
Last push.
Does touring make writing music easier, harder?
It makes it, I think it makes it, it's a nice balance. By the time we get off the road, we're pretty exhausted. And then, it's a great change of pace to get into the studio and work together on a sort of a more finessed line of work. And then, by the time you've spent a month in the studio, you're driving yourself crazy with mixes and all the nuances of that kind of thinking, and then you're ready to get back on the road. So it's a nice ebb and flow to the...
Also, one of our most recent, songs that we're sort of leading with, Chasing Twisters, was inspired by being on the road. So there is a degree to which they have a really nice complementary relationship.
I wonder, will you do a song for maybe something that you're going to be playing at Farm Aid?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. This is Bottom of the River.
Covered for your daddy's gun.
Red sun rises like an early warning.
The Lord's gonna come for your firstborn son.
His hair's on fire and his heart is burning.
So go to the river where the water runs.
Wash him deep where the tides are turning.
And if you fall, and if you fall, hold my hand. Baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down, a long way down. The wolves will chase you by the pale moonlight.
Drunk and driven by a devil's hunger.
Drive your son like a railroad spur.
Into the water, let it pull him under.
But don't you lift him, let him drown alive.
Speaks like a rolling thunder.
And let that fever make the water run.
Let the river run dry.
Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down.
A long way down.
Delta Ray live on the State of Things, a song called Bottom of the River from their first album, Carry the Fire. And if you like that, you can hear that and more tomorrow in Raleigh when they perform at Farm Aid. What a song. What was the inspiration for that song?
Thank you. That song, actually, I was just telling somebody about this today. It came to Eric in a dream, and that still gives me goosebumps to think that he woke up one night and it was just there, the full chorus of that song.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, and it's never happened since, never happened before, so.
Was it a song that came to you or the imagery? Because there's some, yeah. I mean, that's a nightmare
It was definitely a weird dream, when I think back on it. I mean, I woke up at 3 a.m. and just recorded that melody in my phone. The, hold my hand, ooh, baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Was that, that's the only thing I had. And then, and I forgot about it when I woke up. So it was sort of weird. Then you go back and remember it, and I brought it to Ian, and it became this sort of Old Testament,
baptism slash exorcism
song.
A lot of stuff going on. Great song. Well, your songs come to you in many, many different ways. If I Loved You, I guess there was a great story behind that, because apparently y'all were having a real hard time getting that thing to come fully to life.
Mm-hmm.
You give it to your producer who's out in L.A. He starts shopping it around, and then he shows it to this guy. Really, Lindsey Buckingham?
Yeah.
No kidding?
That's what we said.
Wow.
And once we picked our jaws up off the floor.
Wow. But he liked it. And so tell us what happened then.
Well, I think we'd recorded the song like four times before we actually got into the studio to get this version of it. And we'd released a version that's on our record, Carry the Fire, but the label wanted to do a different version to release to radio. So we started setting about trying to figure out what that was going to sound like. And we were sort of doing this cross-country thing where, you know, we were feeding them ideas and they were sending us stuff, and it was working that way. And finally, we met in person to lay down the final vocals and to talk about the track and lay down some more instrumentals and stuff. And when we get into the studio, our producer, Rob Cavallo, who's, done all of, like, he's worked on a bunch of Fleetwood Mac
Grammy
records.
Grammy nominated.
Yeah, and he did Green Day and Alanis Morissette and Dave Matthews. So he was in L.A., and we were already sort of nervous about meeting Rob for the first time. And so we get into the room together, and he says, hey, has anybody told him about the guest on the track? And they said, no, we were waiting for you, Rob. And so Rob's like, well, I don't know if you guys know Fleetwood Mac, but I'm good friends with those guys. And Lindsey was over here the other day and asked me to hear some stuff I'm working on. I played him your song. He really liked it and started fiddling around on this short-bodied 12-string guitar called a Griffin. And Rob was just like, hey, you know, Lindsey, that sounds real great. Could you lay that down? And he apparently
agreed. I love how you're
sneaking
in like a subtle impression of Rob.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Well, Rob has a very he's very enthusiastic, and he's awesome. We had a great experience being in the studio with him, and he talks sort of fast, though, and so it was all like coming at us a million miles an hour. And then by the time we caught up with our minds, it was like, okay, Fleetwood Mac is on, you know, Lindsey Buckingham is on the track.
Our minds were blown.
That sounds great. Well, can we hear the tune? I guess absent Lindsey Buckingham, but we will hear it.
Sorry,
and you guys will sound great. I know you will.
We'll try.
Give it a try.
So beautiful, and we'd raise them, and all would be right. But I don't love it.
Oh.
Not like you need it. I don't love it. Good as you are. And when I kiss you,
oh.
I know that you can feel it. And I see it in your eyes. And it just breaks my heart. I wish to God I could change it, darling. But maybe.
If I loved you, Delta Ray, without Lindsey Buckingham. Y'all sound pretty good. I think he should have you on his next album.
Thank you.
You know, President Clinton used Don't Stop as the theme for his first campaign, as you well know. Do you think Tell Me Lies would have been a better one for him? I'm just saying, just a cheap joke at the expense of an American politician. Thank you very much. And so what's next? You got a new album coming out, right? You're working on it?
Yeah.
We'll be working on that for all of, the rest of September and October. And then once the record's done, there's a lot that goes into, you know, packaging it up and getting ready to release it. And we're going to try and do something, you know, avant-garde with the release, so... We'll be working on that.
That all said, you were avant-garde for the release, but I understand you're going to like a 200-year-old house to work on it. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really awesome. So we're going to this very cool house in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and we're working with an incredible producer, Peter Caddis, who's going to help us sort of flesh out the final, you know, details and work out some of the you reach a wall when you're working on stuff, so it's good to bring in fresh energy. And we've went and toured the house earlier, and it's going to be awesome.
You
I'm
have
gonna
a,
cook
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Have a title? Title for the album?
No,
not yet.
So we're divided a little bit. We're still thinking about it.
You know, you're going to be in a 200-year-old house. Maybe you can name it "Jiggle the Handle."
Right, exactly.
You're going to be messing with the plumbing. You're going to be writing songs. I'll tell you right now. That's all you're going to be doing.
Hopefully, they've figured that out.
No. Farm Aid, tell us about that. It's been going on for a long time, and it's still an important cause.
It's an incredible cause, and we're so, so honored to be a part of it this year. And in, you know, our hometown, it's just beyond. But, for me personally, it's a cause that I've been closely connected to for a while now, the cause of, you know, small and family farmers, and just trying to get people more in touch with the food that they eat, because we all eat, and it's got to come from somewhere. So these people whose life work is to bring food to our tables, they need to be appreciated, and they need help, because it's just, you know, now's a time that factory farming and, corporate farming is taking over.
And they're getting a lot of help from our own federal government. So
right, exactly.
those industrial farms. So
exactly.
You are what you eat. Think it through. Thanks so much. I'm going to give you time to play us out, but I want to thank you for being on the program. Delta Ray, a Durham-based band. You're going to see him tomorrow at Farm Aid. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
This is great.
You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. They're going to play us out, but first I have to say that this is North Carolina Public Radio. It is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Delta Ray.
And coming back in the evenings, you leave your mark on my soul. Crickets singing in the summer heat, and I think I'm losing control. Want your body so bad, baby. I want what's in your mind. Give me something to reach for. Like it's the magic to find in your lips. They tremble for my kiss. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh, 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 oh. It doesn't get any better than this, I know. Oh, 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 oh. It doesn't get any better than this, I know. Oh, 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 oh. It doesn't get any better than this, I know. Oh, oh, oh. pretty and your daddy's rich and I got nothing but dreams. But I'll be working like a son of a till I get you what you need.
Your hands,
my
hips,
close
calls, we'll risk it all like lovers. We'll be racing towards the cliff.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, 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 it doesn't get any better than this, I know. Oh, 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 it doesn't get any better than this, I know. Oh, 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 it doesn't get any better than this, I know. Oh, 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 it doesn't get any better than this, I know.